Florence Glanfield is the Vice Provost of Indigenous Programming and Research and Professor, Department of Secondary Education at the U of A. She joins me today to talk about Indigenous Peoples Day. We celebrate that next month. Before we get into the day and why it's so important, can you tell me a little bit about your work? What do you do at the U of A if we don't know what a Vice Provost is?
Sure. So in my work, I am leading the University of Alberta in their response to the Truth and Reconciliation Calls to Action and in response to decolonizing and indigenizing the academy.
And National Indigenous Peoples Day, which is celebrated in June, there will be ceremonies, celebrations, events happening all over the province and the country. But being Indigenous yourself, what does the day mean to you?
Well, first of all, Shannon, you know, the day is a part of the whole month of National Indigenous Histories Month. So each year in June, it has been a time for all Indigenous and non-Indigenous people who live in this place called Canada can think about and learn more and celebrate the rich histories, cultures, knowledge systems, and languages of the First Nation, Métis, Inuit peoples that live in this place called Canada. And then the day is June 21st. It is the summer solstice. And so it's a special day of recognition when there are many gatherings and many celebrations. It's a time for many ceremonies across the diverse Indigenous nations in this place called Canada.
In today's age of truth and reconciliation, just how important is it for us to celebrate and recognize days and months like National Indigenous Peoples Day, Indigenous History Month, Orange Shirt Day? How important is it for us to recognize these days?
And Shannon, when you say us, who do you mean?
Everyone in Turtle Island.
One of the reasons that it's really important is that ever since this place called Canada became a country, there were several acts and policies that attempted to erase and annihilate the experiences and lives of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. And what is really important in this time where all of Canada and all the humans living in this place called Canada have come to an understanding and an awareness that Indigenous peoples have been here for a long time, and the opportunity is to no longer erase the experiences and the lives of those humans.
And as allies of Indigenous people, how would you say non-Indigenous people should show their support in celebration of the month and of National Indigenous Peoples Day?
Depending on where your journey of understanding the experiences of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples in this place called Canada, I would encourage you to participate in events. I would encourage you to read more. I would encourage you to take the Indigenous Canada MOOC that has been created by the Faculty of Native Studies at the University of Alberta. But it really is our responsibility as humans who live on this land to better understand what does it mean when people are talking about the territorial land acknowledgements or treaties, to recognize that when treaties were signed, for example, Treaty 6, where we live in Edmonton is on Treaty 6 land, what did it mean when the Indigenous nations, the First Nations, signed treaty with the Crown? What did it mean for sharing land? What did it mean for the responsibilities of each as they signed these agreements to share?
You are such a strong woman and you have a strong presence. And I like to celebrate that, especially, you know, with women and being an Indigenous woman as well. Who is an Indigenous woman that influenced you and that you really admired?
I would have to say my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and the aunties and great-aunties that helped shape who I am. I think about them every single day because they were strong and they encouraged me to be who I am and at the same time to walk proudly as to who I am.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. We will have a list of everything that is happening during National Indigenous Peoples Day up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Florence, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Shannon.